The candidates for punishment are those who are confirmed by these many witnesses to have deviated from the prescribed regulative duties. Everyone engaged in fruitive activities is suitable to be subjected to punishment according to his different sinful activities.
Etaida dharma vijnata sthanam dandasu vidyati sarve parmanu rodhina dandam arhanti karna. So we have discussed about the goodnesses, trust and understanding. You cannot conceal anything from the eyes of the nurses. In the Bhagavad Gita, we say, Sarvato Upani Padasam. God has his eyes, his legs, hands, everywhere. Therefore, he is all pervasive. So, just like government has got vigilance, you are running on the road, there is vigilance. Similarly, everyone within this material world, either in this planet or lower planet system or higher planet system, they are dandam arhanti. Everyone is deserving to be punished. Beginning from Lord Brahma down to the end. Everyone dandam arhanti. And the final dandam, dandam means punishment. The final dandam is death. Everywhere, anywhere you go within this universe, planetary system, Udangachanti Sattasva, those who are in the most of goodness, they are elevated to the higher planetary system. And Madhyeti Shanti Rajasa, those who are under the spell of passion, they keep within the middle planetary system. And those who are most abominable, they are given to the Lord Prime Minister. Javanna gunavittishtha. Javanna means very arrogant. Guna. And then that's the reason of the mind. They are put into the lower planetary system animal. There are 8,400,000 different forms of life. And they are distributed all over the universe. Don't think that here only the living entities and all other planets are better. This is nonsense. Everywhere there is living entities. Therefore, it is said in the Bhagavad, Sarvada, the living entity is everywhere. You can go anywhere. You can go to the higher planetary system, you can go to the lower planetary system, and you can go to the kingdom of God also, in the spiritual world. Therefore, the living entity, another name is Sarvada. He can go anywhere. If you like, go to hell. If you like, go to heaven. If you like, go to God. If you like, you become animal. If you like, you can become demigod. Everything. Full. That little independence is there. As you like, Krishna will give you facility. Ishvara sarvabhutana vidyate arjuna krishna. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart. Why he is situated there? And because he is a Suiram Sarvabhuta. We are sons of God. He is very sorry that unnecessarily we are wandering within this universe and suffering in different types of bodies. and living way. So, Ishvara is very, as when we say, friend, he's simply trying to turn his face towards this. Ishvara Sarvabhuta. He has given little freedom. So, do whatever you like. But he's simply taking the chance when this rascal will turn towards him. That is his reason. That is stated in the Vedic Shastra. The two gods are sitting in the same tree. One is eating the fruit and the other is simply witness. So the eating bird is the jiva, individual soul. And the witness bird is God, Paramatma. So he has given us the facility, Ishvara Sarvabhutana, Riddhese Arjunati, Brahmayana Sarvabhutana. You cannot, out of your own power, you can go to the higher planetary world, planetary anywhere. No. That is to be sanctioned by God. Brahmayana. Now you want to go here, there, you give me the facility. And what is the process? Now, jantra, a machine. With the you have got the machine, aeroplane, you go from here to there. Similarly, this is also a jantra. This is also a machine. The difference is that this is God-made machine. Or, yes, everything is God-made. And your machine is man-made. Here, the machine is growing automatically. And your machine, each and every machine, you have to manufacture in the factory. That is the difference. Both of them are machine. But this machine is God-made. And the other machine is man. So, some atheist, old man, he challenged me that why you are thinking of God? This is, this body is just like a clock. You wind it and it is gone. That's all right. But, here, a clock machine is there. It can produce other clock, but your clock cannot. That is it. Yeah, God-made machine is so nice and perfect that he creates one man and one female and unlimited machines. So much so that he being disgusted to kill some of them. And they are trying to manufacture another machine in the laboratory. Huh? The test tube. What is the crazy? There are millions of machines are coming out without your test tube. Huh? But they want to take credit. Anyway, this is a machine. And the machine is given by God. Brahman, Sarvabhutani, Jantra Rurani, Maya. God has nothing to do. He simply orders his servant, this material nature. The material nature is God's servant. Lower grade servant. He has got many servants. Lakshmi, they are all goddess of birth. Lakshmi sahasra sata sambrama sevumam. He has got so many. The gopis are men servants, the Lakshmis are men servants. You will find this description in Smar Bhagavatam, Krishna book, that all the queens of Krishna, they are discussing with Draupadi as female god. Draupadi was asking, how you are married? So they are narrating the incidents, how you are married to Krishna. But the conclusion is there everything are speaking in this way have been made servants of me. Nobody says that I have become queen. Although they are queen, they are also coming from royal family, very good family, Krishna has to conquer such queen by fighting. They are an ordinary wife, but still they say that in this way I have become made servant. So everyone is made servant. We are also made servant. Prakriti. Prakriti means human. Jeeva-bhuta. Jayadam dhajate. Itastum prakriti vidhini para. Krishna says, Hastama is material energy. Prakriti. The material energy also prakriti is made servant. And the spiritual energy also made servant. And we, jivas, we are also made servant. Here we are dressed as man, but our original position is made servant of Krishna, prakriti. Here, of course, even woman, she is also thinking as man. Man means angel, and prakriti means angel. So anyone who is thinking as angel, outwardly, he may be in the female form or male form, he is purusha. Therefore, this conditioned soul is purusha. Purusha prakriti sevaki. So, anyone who has come within this material world, everyone is thinking, I am purusha, a manual. That is sinful. That is the challenge. If a woman artificially dresses herself as a man, that is not very good business. That is not appreciated. So, our position is that we are actually made servant of Krishna. But here in the material world, we are trying to become purusha or enjoy. This is our disease. That is sin. That is sin. Suppose if a woman dresses like man, of course, nowadays it is very fashionable to have coat pants. That is not very, like very much, it is artificial. So, anything artificial we do, that is sin. This is the description of sin. What is sin? If you act naturally, that is good. But if you act artificially, that is sin. This is the distinction between sinful activities and pious activities. So our natural function is, as described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jive Sharu Pai Mitra Krishna Das. This is our constitution. That we are eternally servant of Krishna. Or made servant of Krishna, as you say. But we are trying to become master. But that is sin. So we are creating so many positions, situations. How I can become the master? Krishna Bhuyaji Bhogavan Chakore. Pashe te maya tare japotiya dhore. The living entity, forgetting his real position as made servant of God or servant of God, when he wants to enjoy this material world, that is maya. Maya tare japotiya dhore. And that is sin. So this disease is there, even in Lord Brahma, down to his small end. Everyone is trying to enjoy this material. The whole material civilization means everyone is trying to enjoy this world. That's it. So many cars are running here and there. So what is the purpose? The purpose is everyone is trying to enjoy. That is sin. That is sin. Because you cannot enjoy. Enjoy is Krishna. Bhopraram jantrabhaham sarvarupamayasam. So, so long you are trying to encroach upon Krishna's jurisdiction, everything is Krishna's jurisdiction, but you are falsely trying to enjoy. That is this. So this human life, especially meant for understanding this truth. That is human life. Krishna is educating the human society. Aparayam itasru vidhini prakitin para. First of all, describe the material energy, bhumi rahmano, the leaf also Krishna's energy. Krishna is everything. The material, spiritual, marginal, everything. Prasa shakti bhila yusyati. Somewhere his personality is present, somewhere he is present by his energy. Everything is energy of Krishna. Parasya brahmana shakti. Eko desa stita sadhani jyosna vistarina jasa parasya brahmana shakti sarvedam abhiramyava. Very nicely it is described in the Vishnu Purana. Shortly, what is this word manifested? What? This manifested word is distribution of the energy of Brahma. Just like this whole material world, universe, is distribution of the energy of Krishna. This is thank you, everyone. Similarly, whatever there is, it is the distribution of the energy of Krishna. So Krishna and Krishna's energy, not different, but still energy is not Krishna, Krishna is not it. In this way, we have to understand Krishna. So, every living entity who has forgotten Krishna, trying to be, trying to imitate Krishna, that is sinful. So this sinful activity we are doing in ignorance, in lower grade of life. Just like cats and dogs and birds and trees. They do not know. There is no capacity. There is so much power with ignorance that a tree is standing, you cut it, there is no protest. Because it is so dull. Similarly, you take the animal slaughterhouse, it is, you cannot protest. These are the symptoms of ignorance. And as soon as there is awakening of Krishna consciousness, or advanced consciousness, then if I pinch you, immediately you protest. Why a pinch? That is the difference between the lower grade life and higher grade. So if in the higher grade life we do not understand Krishna, then we are making suicide, cutting our own self. That is simple. So here is a chance, the human form and body. Death will come is to the dog and to me also. Then where is the defense? The defense is, so long I'm living, I can try to understand Krishna. Understand. If we miss this opportunity, then we are committing suicide. This is the bhajan of the soul. Nayana deha deho bhajan nilok. Everybody has got material body. The ant has got also material body and Lord Brahma material. Anyone who is in the material world, he has got this material body. Therefore it is called ayana deha. This deha, this body. I am not deha. That is the 10th class ignorance if I think I am this body. Nayana deha. Deva bhajan niloke. Everyone has got body. But niloke, in the human society, the body which you have got, or the person who has got this human form of body, kastan kaman na arati. for such animals, I mean, this material body, human body, it is not meant for working so hard. That is first-class civilization. When people are not working very hard, living very peacefully, and getting their necessities of life. That is first-class civilization. Not that to work their time like horse and dog and get a cup of tea and little muscle and bread. That is not civilization. That was hard to say. Not only this kind of hard labor for self-gratification, little, it is done by the hogs and dogs. So to teach people to work day and night, but simply eating, but for the self-gratification, that is hogs in use, according to Sanskrit. Nāyana dīva dīva bhājāṁ yoke kastāna kāmār arhatiṁ jānihi. Then what is the purpose of human life? Tapo dīpam bhutraka jīna suddhe satyā jīna brahma sukham manam. You are thinking after happiness. So, this life is meant for tapasya, austerity. Not to indulge in sense gratification. That is done by the dogs and hogs. You are human being. You are meant for practicing austerity. Right? Practice austerity. Jato suddheta satya. Your existence will be peace. You are suffering in this material world because your existence is not peace. Therefore you are accepting it. Who dies? The diseased man dies. Of course, everyone dies. Everyone is diseased. But generally, you understand, one who is not healthy, he dies. So, why we die? We are eternal. Everyone knows. Nitya sāsutayāṁ ānāpī hannamāni sarīya. Then why am I dying? Why am I suffering from disease, from old age? This should be the human question, and they should try to solve this, and this opportunity is given by nature and God combined. Now God has ordered nature to give me this machine, human form of body. If we do not utilize it as human being, that is it. So, there are so many witnesses, as we have already discussed. Surya, Agni, Kang, Maru, Deva, Soma, Sandha, Ahani, Disha, Kam, Ku, Sam, Dharma, Iti, Jeti, Daihasta, Saksin. How Krishna is answer that this rascal has been given the nice human form of body to understand me, my relationship with him. Durlava Mansana Janma, Tadapi Adhuvam Arthadam. Prahlad Maharaj says that this human form of body is Durlava. Lavam means obtainable. And Du, that is difficult. So many species of life we have to go through by evolution. Jalayana, Lukhani, Sabra, Lukhani, Sabin, this way. We have got this human, Durlava. It's very difficult. The Buddha Maharaj, Durlabham Manusam. The Manusam Janma, Durlabham. Very, very difficult to obtain. So somebody says, what is the benefit? Everyone dies, and man also dies. And Krishna says, yes, that is fact. Durlabham Manusam Janma, Sadhapi Adhubham, Arthadham. Although it is temporary, but you can achieve the great success. That is it. Artha means some meaningful. If we don't use it as meaningful life, then we are punished. Again, go to, either go to back to home, back to Godhead, or go to dogs and cats like. You have to say it. Yajna vittisya adhovachandita. If you practice only tamago, then you go to hell again. So, therefore it is said here, eto is adhanma vidyat. One who is religious and irreligious. There are so many witnesses. They inform. Krishna personality is also, he is there. It is not very difficult for Krishna and his agent to understand who is religious or irreligious. That's why I have said many times that our tasting is Krishna's word. That one who is religious and unreligious. Chatur-vidha bhajante imam sukritina arjuna. Four classes are men who are pious. They come to me for what? Who are they? Ato arthati jigyasu gyan. Four classes. One who is distressed, he goes to God. Sam, Benjamin, distressed, kind, mean. Arthati, one is poor, he also goes. Provided he's pious. Him pious, then, what is that? I'll give it. That's why they come in. They say, you are poor, so why you are going to the church? Beg from us bread. And poor man they beg, and they give many bread. And they become like this. Then they are giving from the communist leaders bread, why you are going to the church? God was here. But they, because they are poor in knowledge, they do not know that the bread is coming from the communist factory. It is coming from God. The wheat. That is not manufactured in the factory. But they are no interest. They think that our communist friends who kill me bread. So in this way, they are misguided in so many aspects and forget God and that is it. This is the simple. Therefore to say, eto yirasanma vijnata. Now as soon as you are sinful, you have to be punished. That is nature's law. Prakite kriyamanani bhunikarmani. It is not that God has to come personally to punish you. When God comes personally to punish you, then you are not ordinary. That's why he came to punish Ravana, Kamsa. They are not ordinary. But ordinary person, a little headache is sufficient to finish. He doesn't require to bring God. God's agent, there are so many agents, one agent is sufficient. So, in this way, there are different grades of punishment. Just like first class, second class, third class, prisoner. They are all punished. In the prison house, but some of them are first class, some of them are second class. So similarly, within this material world, it is called Durga. Durga means folk. And the superintending deity is called Durga. Goddess, material nature. So it is a folk life. You cannot go from here and there. You are trying so much to go from this planet tomorrow. You cannot. You are trying in the prison house. No prisoner can leave this place to go under this order to this. Similarly, we are conditioned. It is not possible because they have manufactured some machine by force, they can go anywhere. No. That is not possible. Even do it perpetually. But Shastra says, if you practice piously, then you can be elevated to the earth. It is very easy, but that's so poor, we cannot understand. Suppose in Tamil, either from India's family or America. We have to make so many arrangements. Visa, passport, medical certificate, visa. No country will allow you without all these things. So how you can go to the other planet without being equal? This is foolishness. This is not possible. We are conditioned means we cannot go from here to there. There is rule and regulation. Prakriti kramana, nita manasa. So this is futile attempt. Therefore, the Vaishnavas recovered that why you are foolishly attempting so many things. Just utilize this life for developing Krishna consciousness. Chant Hare Krishna. Thank you.